From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project. Live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, this is the Bryant Park Project. We are news and information audaciously crossing the hopeful bridge to the 20th century. How's that? I'm Bill Wolf.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, January 31st, 2008. Tonight,
yes,
the Democrats are going to debate.
Yeah, how many?
Two.
Yeah.
One, two.
We're down to it. It's like Ollie Frazier one. Here they go.
It's going to be. I'm excited. I may actually stay up for this debate. I have to admit, I did not stay up for last night's debate. I had a very busy. I had volunteered yesterday afternoon. I was out and about. And I needed to sleep. But
I'm not accusing you of anything.
I felt a little bit guilty. And then I realized you were going to be sitting in on the show. For those of you just listening, Bill and I are husband and wife. And you were going to be sitting in on the show. And you stayed up and watched the debate.
Because I can't get enough.
And was it exciting?
It was more exciting than the antecedent Republican debate. It was better than the one last Thursday before the Florida primary because there's such bitterness between John McCain and Mitt Romney, so there was that sort of cringe-tastic tension going on stage.
And there are so many delegates up for grabs.
Indeed.
On Tuesday. What do we have coming up on the show this hour?
Well, for one thing, bird flu. Remember that?
I do.
There's a new crisis in Bangladesh in the poultry population, but the bird-to-human spread of the virus has not been as bad as we had been led to believe, say, a year and a half ago.
There were those maps on the evening news that showed it just spreading across the globe.
Oh, yeah.
And people were completely anxiety-ridden.
Well, yeah, well, and government warnings about pandemic, but it hasn't seemed to happen. We don't want to jinx it or look a gift horse in the mouth. But we're going to find out the latest on the bird flu pandemic, where it stands, and what's going on.
And it is the last day of National Hobby Month. Yep, January was National Hobby Month, so we had been celebrating.
I thought there was something in the air.
Yeah, yeah. We had been celebrating people who had sort of extreme hobbies. Today, it's extreme knitting. Look at this book. This is an intense picture book with various knitting projects, which are political. There's knitting graffiti.
Yeah.
We're going to explore it. Our guest is here. I see her.
Is there combat knitting?
There could be combat knitting. I don't
needles
know.
Needles and such?
She doesn't look too dangerous, though.
No.
And you have a story out of Boulder, Colorado?
Yes, in fact. Boulder, Colorado is the home of some of the largest houses in the country, and that runs contrary to the eco-consciousness in the city of Boulder. So how do you balance the desire to save the environment with the desire to live in a monstrous mansion, which is not exactly environmentally friendly? We will get into it with a person in Boulder, Colorado, familiar with that struggle.
All right, we'll get to Rachel Martin very shortly for today's headlines. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
And then there were two.
What about Gravel?
All right, technically. Gravel. And then there were three.
That's right. John Edwards made it official yesterday, ending his run for the presidency in the city where he announced 13 months ago, New Orleans.
It's time for me to step aside so that history can blaze its path. We do not know who will take the final steps to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but what we do know is that our Democratic Party will make history.
No doubt Democratic contenders Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are anxiously
awaiting. What about Gravel?
Woman? Gravel? Woman? Stop it. No doubt Democratic contenders Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are anxiously awaiting to hear whom John Edwards will endorse. He said he received pledges from both Clinton and Obama to continue to spotlight the issues of poverty, which were the central themes of Edwards' presidential run.
And as expected, the man the New York Times described as having a pugnacious past, Rudy Giuliani threw in the towel after his rope-a-dope campaign strategy failed to yield him Florida. Instead of its 57 delegates, they went to John McCain. And in the end, so did Giuliani himself.
John McCain is the most qualified candidate to be the next commander-in-chief of the United States. He is an American hero, and America could use heroes in the White House.
Now that is a nice endorsement.
It really was a very nice thing to say, and I hope that Senator McCain enjoyed it, because after the Giuliani announcement, McCain headed to the CNNPolitico.com Republican debate, where Mitt Romney dropped a whole lot of not-so-nice on him. Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee, yeah, they were there, too. But McCain and Romney, simply dominated the conversation.
Let us pick it up where it started to get ugly and, as we said, cringe-tastic. Romney said many of McCain's views were, what was it?
Outside the mainstream of Republican conservative thought, and I guess I'd also note that if you get endorsed by the New York Times, you're probably not a conservative.
Senator McCain?
Let me note that I was endorsed by your two hometown newspapers who know you best, including the very conservative Boston Herald.
I'd say the same thing.
Who know you well better than anybody. So I'll guarantee you the Arizona Republic will be endorsing me, my friend.
I guess they're not really friends.
Yes.
It didn't end there. Later on the subject, when it turned to timetables for troop withdrawal from Iraq, this is what
happened. Timetables was the buzzword for withdrawal.
Why don't you use the
whole quote,
Senator?
Why do you insist on not using the actual quote?
That's not what I said.
We don't want them to lay in the weeds until we leave. That is the actual quote.
What does that mean?
It means a timetable.
Let me jump in. I just want to cut it off there.
Trust us. They kept going on like that. We'll see if there is a similar sniping when Obama and Clinton face off tonight at LA's Kodak Theater. Yes, that is the same site where the Oscars are held, and a campaign advisor for the California Democratic Party says, quote, this debate is so hot, we're getting more requests for tickets than the Oscars are getting.
And like the Oscars, you can find your tickets on Craigslist.
There are actually tickets on Craigslist for this debate.
Oh, break it. Shoot the locks off the wallet, and you can go to the debate, too. That is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here's Rachel Martin with even more news.